So let me jump right in here. I'll just say, yes, last night I watched the full State of the Union address. I'm a political junkie, and maybe I'm also a glutton for punishment. But yes, I watched it from start to finish. Now, whether or not it was a, quote, good speech is really dependent upon your own political views. It's hard to be a conservative pundit and find last night's speech to be a good one. I mean, if I just took it on policy points alone, I would have to say it was an epic fail. But then I'm not a liberal progressive or a partisan Democrat. For the left side of the aisle, the left side, last night's speech was like a healthy serving of political prime rib with a side of potatoes. But as someone who sees things from the right side, it was served up like so much pablum, just bland, hooey, and leftist talking points. But that was the content. And let's be honest. Last night's State of the Union address by Joe Biden, it was really not about his talking points. The world was not waiting with bated breath to hear what he had to say. The world was on the edge of its proverbial seat for the simple reason that we wanted to know if he would be able to get through the hour without falling down. The level of relief on the Democrats' faces as he stepped away from the lectern was not based in feeling strong about the policies and positions that he had just espoused. Not at all. They were just relieved his brain didn't malfunction in mid-sentence, that he knew how to step away from the podium at the end. In that regard, the White House staff and whoever juiced him up for the speech, they were the winners. But there was something about the speech that I do have to address. I mean, I could talk all day about how much I disagree with the president's talking points. But something that no one can deny with any shred of honesty is that he is a horrible public speaker. I mean, horrible. He spent the entire hour yelling at America. Literally yelling. Shaking his fist at times, scrunching up his face like he was having a complete moment of rage. I mean, you look at all the photo shots and the video clips, and all you could do is sit there and look at those pictures and imagine him yelling at his darn neighbor's kids to get off his grass. The State of the Union is not meant to be an accusation or a blame game. The platform given to the president is meant to rally the troops and gather up support for measures he believes are working and to make a report to the nation. Well, Biden and his handlers missed that part. They chose to go down the route of browbeating anybody who dares to differ. For a man who claimed to be the great uniter, Joe Biden has gave one of the most rancorously divisive speeches I've ever seen. Because a speech, a good speech, is as much about tone and delivery as it is about content. You can have the best content and still lull your audience to sleep. You can have the greatest diction and a resonating voice like James Earl Jones, but if your content is lacking and your timing's off, well, the speech can still be a failure. You can also claim, as Biden did last night, that everything's going great and still make people feel like they're being scolded. Joe Biden's speechwriters, they may have put together a litany of potentially strong liberal talking points, but the man they wrote it for has no clue how to engage with his audience. Now, I'm a fan of speeches. I've said before that there are great speeches that I love to read or rewatch. Some are real, some are fictional, but they all have the same capacity for not just informing, but for identifying with the folks that are hearing it. For being able to deliver words that go beyond just being mere words. They become a good speech becomes a clarion call or a call to arms or a shot heard around the world, not because it's just pretty words, but because they were delivered in such a way that made people want to engage the topic. They hit not just the mind, but also the heart. So do you remember the classic 1996 movie Independence Day? It was one of those science fiction save the world movies, but it didn't roll off into some kind of like zombie apocalypse with people slipping off into depravity. It was a movie that actually made you glad to be an American, gave us a sense that we could fight off a bear with a switch. Turns out the movie was originally intended, though, to be called Doomsday. But the screenwriters, they didn't want that to be the message. They knew the wording of the title was key, so they chose a better set of words, but they needed to convince the studio bosses. So they added the phrase, Independence Day, to the end of an epic speech that was delivered by actor Bill Pullman, who was playing the President of the United States in the movie. Pullman himself researched great speeches of history. He knew that delivery was important. And screenwriter Dean Devlin said later that he wrote the speech for Pullman's character in the movie, a speech that was meant to rally and encourage and inspire. But he said when Pullman delivered it, they were still caught off guard. He said, quote, "None of us were prepared for it until his first rehearsal, and then we were just staring in awe and wonder." In the movie, Pullman, playing the president, stood in front of a tired, beleaguered, and ragtag group of Americans who were trying to figure out how to fight back against an invasion of advanced aliens who had already laid waste to much of the world. He stood up on a platform, and he began somewhat quietly, and then his words grew in their intensity. The audience was riveted. He said what they needed to hear. He delivered it, not just in words, but in tone and timing. He said this, you ready? Quote, "Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interests. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July and you will once again be fighting for our freedom, not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We are fighting for our right to live, to exist, and should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day the world declared in one voice that we will not go quietly into the night, we will not vanish without a fight, we are going to live on, we're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day." Well, that was the speech. And the studio bosses, the ones that wanted to call the movie Doomsday, they heard the speech, and the movie name got changed. It went from Doomsday to Independence Day because the speech was delivered so well. Was it a fictional speech? Sure. So what? I would still bet that most of you who saw that movie for the first time are ready to go out and whip some aliens with a big stick. So what's in a speech? Well, a good speech is about far more than just words. A good speech is about delivery as much as content. A good speech moves the hearts and the minds in unison. A good speech has words that resonate, tone that invites the listener in, and stories that identify with the audience, and timing that hits the mark at just the right moment. And in that regard, last night's State of the Union was also one of the most epic failures ever conjured up before a live audience. Somebody needs to tell Joe. But again, he's probably just relieved that he got through it all. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Yeah, man, I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, just getting yelled at, how you can say things are going great while you scold people for not believing it's great, somebody needs to work that guy through. Then again, he's so set in his ways, let's just get him out of office. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.